Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Are you recording? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Harry Met Movies podcast. With Harry's my dad.
Hi, Harry. How are you today?
Good.
So when you tell all our listeners about our little show and what we do?
Basically, Dad's with film from his childhood and we review them.
And this is actually one from my childhood, where sometimes we do ones a bit more modern. I've just enjoyed growing up. And we are covering 1986's Highlander. So why don't you tell the listeners how we start the show?
Basically, I give Dad the number of lines in episode. We switch it around now.
And what's the number of lines for?
To tell the story.
So how many lines are you going to give me to recap the plot of Highlander?
Two.
Highlander revolves around a group of people on Earth who are immortal. The only way they can die is by beheading, and they have to do so until there is only one left.
Divorce, behead, die.
So a few facts about the film. Came out in 1986, an hour and 56 minutes long. Soundtracked by Queen, quite famously, who originally were only ever going to do one song. After watching the film, they got inspired and did a whole series of songs. Budget was $16 million, worldwide gross was $6 million, so it lost money. It was 98th for the year, and the top five films that year were Top Gun, Crocodile Dundee, Platoon, Karate Kid 2, and Star Trek 4.
So, Mafia.
Sean Connery, who plays Ramirez, who's the one that trains him, because he's quite a big actor, he was only literally there for a week.
Just because all,
the scenes. All the scenes have to be done in a week, which is quite. They were trained by a very famous guy called Bob Anderson. He was like a swords master. He trained in The Princess Bride. He did all the sword fighting in that. He did all the sword fighting in Lord of the Rings. He also trained Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi for the original.
Oh, that's cool.
Errol Flynn, who was like a very famous like actor from the 50s and 60s, I think it was, or maybe a bit earlier, who played like Robin Hood and people like that. He very famously trained him.
Wait, is Queen got a song in Sackboy, might I ask?
I'm not sure.
Is it? Yeah, I'm not sure, because it's one episode, I think there's one world that's Queen in it.
Really randomly, so they've cast, so Connor McLeod's the main character, and they've cast Christopher Lambert, who was French, as a Scottish guy, who, when they cast him, didn't actually speak very much English at all.
Well.
And they cast a Scottish guy in Sean Connery as a Spanish guy. Well, he's Spanish-Egyptian, I think. He's like a cross of various different cultures. And he just famously always uses his Scottish accent no matter what film he's in. He literally never changes his accent. He's the first ever James Bond, Sean Connery. So, there's some film facts. So, pop question time. Do you always take them and can't read them?
I can.
What changes if this came out today?
Not really sure.
But interestingly enough, they are meant to be remaking it.
Which is a shock, because this film lost money, didn't it?
Yeah, but it's quite like a cult film. So I think in total there's maybe four or five films now, and a TV series and a cartoon. I think there's two TV series and a cartoon.
Who would you like to be friends with? I can read it.
We didn't finish the question.
Oh, sorry.
I think there'll be more special effects. And
there'll
be more scope. Because as much as he goes through time, he's very isolated. A lot of his scenes are just him in a castle with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
There's not like a lot of battlefields. There's like one battle near the beginning and that's it. And even when he's in World War II, it's only really him and one soldier that you see.
Yeah. Who would you like to be friends with? Probably the teacher.
Ramirez, I'd agree.
He just seems very funny.
Who would you punch?
The bad guy, I don't know what his name is. He's
Kurgan.
He's very weird in this.
Yes, he's meant to be.
Yeah.
There's apparently was a whole backstory about him, but they never filmed it. About why he's like one of the older ones.
Did you like the ending?
Did you?
I don't really remember the ending, that's the thing.
He defeats him and he then becomes human.
Yeah, because I guess that's a good way. But also, kind of just like a really bad rip-off of, you're an immortal, now you just have to die, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's a surprise, because obviously, as much as immortals, being immortal is great, it seems great on paper.
Yeah, it is,
like everybody you love dies. So
yeah,
you meet people and they die.
Yeah.
And you will always stay the same age.
True. No question.
Does it hold up? Did it age? Did you think, oh, this looks really old?
Some, like, yeah, like, maybe some bits, like, will be a bit dated, but I don't think nothing badly dates it. What I mean?
I think it dates as in because it's set in the 80s.
Yeah.
You've got that sort of genre.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of special effects, as in, like, well, there's no CGI, it's all special effects.
Yeah.
I see, special effects don't date as badly.
No. Most iconic scene, I can't answer this because I know.
What? Most iconic scene?
Yeah.
What did you? What do I think of when I think of it? I don't perceive. It's more moments rather than actual scenes.
Okay. Most iconic moment then.
It's like the music I remember, to be honest. Like, it's a kind of magic and Who Wants to Live Forever.
Dad never gets stumped with it.
I remember the lines, like,
yeah,
I'm Colin McLeod, I'm a Colin McLeod. This is what he always says to people.
Yeah, because you never used to get stumped, so.
What do you mean?
Like, you never used to get stumped with that question, you were.
No, so I don't think there's necessarily iconic moments. There is moments like the bit in the church where he's, the bad guy's in the church and he's like being a bit too much with a priest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Funniest moment?
When he's driving, he's like a lunatic.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Favourite character? What's that?
The one you meet at Romero's.
Yeah.
You take one more.
Okay.
One
more. See, I can read. Should they make a sequel? No.
It ties into this, should they do a remake? So.
They are doing a remake, so.
Yes, for doing a remake, apparently the guy who played Superman last, Henry Cavill, he was the last person I remember was tied on to being the main guy, which I think would be quite good, I think. So, the sequels, this is where it gets really weird.
Okay.
So, they're immortal, they're all dead, and he's the only one left. So, how can you make a sequel? So, the logic would be to do stuff earlier in their lives or something like that.
Yeah, prequel. Sorry.
But that's not what they do. They say that the reason they're all immortal is because they're an alien race and they've been brought to this earth as a punishment.
Okay.
So they send some of the aliens come to the earth again and he becomes immortal again. And then really weirdly, Sean Connery's character, who's dead, comes back to life. He gets his head sewn back on. So the whole story just completely, the whole like ethos of the film, of the first film, is completely chucked away. The third one kind of forgets about that.
What's the third one about?
The third and fourth, and I want to say there's ever four. There's definitely four. There might be five. The third one I can't. But there's like some sort of sorcerer, and the fourth one is there's this TV series, and the TV series is based on his cousin, who's also one. So it's like him through time, and there's definitely one. If it's either the fourth or the fifth one, they're both in it. I don't actually know how it ends, I've never seen it. My logic is that one of them must die.
Yeah.
So, just talk about the film. What do you enjoy? What do you enjoy?
I actually kind of forgot a lot about this film. I remember a bit, I think it's just because a lot of this film's like training them, like walking and talking. Like, I can't, don't say I can. I liked a lot of the medieval stuff, like training and stuff. I really like how he makes that relationship with that girl and then gets told by whatever the bad guy's name is saying, you can't date, you'll just get your heart broken and all that.
It's not a bad guy that tells him that, it's Ramirez, the guy who trains him.
I like Ramirez, he's nice and cool.
Yeah, because he's obviously much older, so he's experienced people dying.
Yeah.
Falling in love with people and then dying, so he basically says if you fall in love with people, you're going to watch them die.
So he does. I also just like how, at the beginning, he gets like brutally stabbed and he just like, just gets up.
Well, yeah, because the point is he doesn't know about that's one. That's when he first finds out.
Yeah, and I just like, kill, just burn, just die.
Do you think So obviously, he becomes an antiques dealer, which is quite smart, really, because he'd know
all this stuff. Yeah, business.
And obviously, there's money in it. And obviously, if he keeps for stuff that he's... So I wonder at what point did he start keeping things?
So how does he explain, like, someone walks in and says, let's build a city around it. Like, how are you still alive? Because that's a house from, like, the Middle Ages. How are you...
Well, no, because he moves from place to place and he takes up new identities.
Like, imagine just saying, like a lug, a giant...
But he does know, because he always keeps the same name.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but I think he, like, muddles it up.
But he takes,
because it's not a scene where they're using a computer.
No, he changes names. He does change names.
Yeah, and then they figure out what his real name is or somehow.
He keeps taking people's identities who died at, like, birth, basically. So in America, when they die, when you're born, you still get, like, given a birth certificate and a death certificate. You do in this country, but you get given, like, a social number.
Oh.
So he's taken those social numbers, and because the baby is dead, he's taken one from, when he's, like, say, 30, he takes one from 30 years ago. Well, nobody would be looking for that, would trace that back.
Like, act like a morbid man, and he's like, you just get a certificate for your baby, which you're dead, and then you just get a death certificate. Like,
but yeah, so that's what he does, and then he becomes that person. And obviously stays in that life for probably 20 years, 25 years before people start noticing he's not growing old.
I do like how he looks. I like my favorite, one of my most memorable scenes for me is when he saves the girl from the soldier, and the soldier just lights him up, and he's like, I'm fine. Because he just saves that girl, it's like, mm-mm.
You shrug and people that listen can't.
Yeah, and, like, he's just fine, isn't he?
He doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, he feels pain, but just in the shrug. Could you imagine, like you think, like, all your, like, you've killed all the enemy soldiers, and you just see one guy and you just won't die. Like, what are you doing at that point? You can't really do anything to him. I'd just let him go.
Yeah, but they wouldn't, if you shot someone and they got back up, you wouldn't assume they couldn't die. You would just assume that you hadn't hit them anywhere important.
Just shot them all in the body, still alive.
You wouldn't assume that they were immortal, would you?
So wait, if he got, like, his head cut off in the medieval era, it's like, would that kill him, or was it only a specific sword?
No. If someone did it by accident, like he was decapitated by, like, a piece of metal or something like that.
A guillotine.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, in a car accident, if a piece of metal went through a windscreen, so he'd still die that way.
Honestly, I'd just wear, like, a cult, like, neck scarf.
As far as I'm aware, they don't state that they have to kill each other. They just say the only way you can die is by, if your head's taken off.
I honestly just, like,
which is why they use swords, because it's easier to... You're not going to be able to take someone's head off with many other things.
Yeah, that's true. I just like a metal bar on my head, like a metal scarf on my head.
Whose sword did you prefer?
I'm not sure.
So he has, like, a proper broadsword to start with, and the bad guy's got that big massive one.
Yeah.
And then he takes Ramirez's sword.
I like Ramirez's sword, if I can remember.
Which is the Japanese one.
Yeah, which I like Japanese, like, swords and that. My favourites.
Do you think the music's good?
Yeah, I can remember bits about the music. I think it just keeps it, like, upbeat. I mean, it keeps it, like, entertaining. Also, that guy, which literally, because doesn't he get, like, a sort of tap, kills one of the mortals, and then like, kills him anyway, and this, like, guy shows up with, like, six guns, and he just gets shot, and he doesn't die, and he just sees him, like, rise up. Like, man's just going to be the traumatised ever. And he goes to the hospital and just, like, having a little freak out. He's like...
It's definitely a very 80s feeling film. Very 80s action style film.
I think the intro definitely...
When they're watching the wrestling and it's tying into the battle.
Yeah.
What do you think... How would you feel if you were immortal?
I would not like it. Honestly, but...
Why?
Because I would have to see it again, all my friends. But I could get those dogs. Because technically, I would live outlive them most of the time. You know what I mean? So, or get those fish. just replaceable when he dies.
So what you're saying is, anything that dies, you're just going to replace in your life?
No, not if it's a human, because like a fish, you would outlive a fish at any age, realistically.
And a dog, realistically.
No, yeah, true. I could try, what if I could make a dog immortal?
I don't think you can make anything immortal.
You know what I'd do? I would just like, I'd become like a little Robin Hood, like I would just like rob all of things. I wouldn't give it back to the poor, I'd give it back to the dogs. I'd free the dogs. Tame with me. I'll be living in the hills.
I suppose it's one of those things where you can do stuff and eventually you're going to outlive everybody that remembers it.
You could stop me violent wars.
You'd be really good at like different languages and learn different stuff because you've got all the time in the world.
Yeah. You get bored though, really easily.
I think the idea is in this is that they are drawn to each other, so if there was only two of them left in the world, they would feel an urge to go to somewhere.
I think
that's what happens, is they get an urge to go to America.
Yeah, because I would love to just go, I can imagine, like, you just, like, an American Civil War or something, you just go there picking up all the guns, just selling them.
Well, this is it, like, obviously, he must have just collected stuff and then realised it became valuable, because when he's like in the 1500s, you wouldn't think about, if I keep this sword in 400 years time, it's going to be worth a fortune. You wouldn't think like that, because you wouldn't know it was going to be worth a lot of money. Now, if you were born now, you would realise to keep stuff, because you would realise that antiques are worth stuff, or you would buy antiques now and they'd be worth way more in 50 to 100 years time, and you could keep them in really good condition,
or just keep a retired legacy for 10 years and you'll be fine. Money
first.
Just keep a retired dog set for a couple of years and be fine, I mean. Because they can go for a fair price on eBay.
So, do you want to rate the film?
Three.
Three? Did not even get to discuss what the rating system is to
listeners. Oh, sorry.
So, as Harry's already spoiled his rating. One is a poor film, two is, maybe watch if it's on, but wouldn't rush. Three is a recommendation, four is a really good film, and five is as good as you're going to get in that genre. I'm going to go 3. I'm going to go 3.5. I think it's slightly better than that. Because of the music.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 0.5 for the music.
Solid top 3.5.
Because I think it adds to it.
Yeah, sure.
Which puts it...
Yeah,
Breakfast Club, Return to Our Neverending Story, Batteries Not Included. That's basically, to me, that's where that should fall.
Is that a lot of 80s films, is that?
I think
80 films have got this weird curve where a lot of them end up in the threes. So.
Yeah, sure. Out of interest, I wanted to see what our highest rating.
Have you got them like sold by like year?
Yeah, I can do year. That's what I'm just literally gonna do now.
Have you done that? That's a master in Excel spreadsheet.
Something like if I do it by its rating, I know this isn't great for listeners, but. Our highest rating 80s movie is Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which is 5-star.
Every other one? Like 4s, 3s?
After that it is Uncle Buck. No, it's not. Good Morning Vietnam and Uncle Buck.
What did they get like a 4?
4.75.
See, they can't... Some of them can crack the higher, but they have to have...
The Goonies is 4.5.
See, some of them have higher actors in them to help it, but a lot of these, like...
Princess Bride is 4.5. So they're all quite high.
They've had a curve.
Back to the Future. So yeah. The really obvious ones from the 80s are high.
But a lot of them aren't.
So, let's jump to... So, shall I go first?
Yeah, can I read them? I'm learning how to read
this
properly.
This is where...
we're on the Chain of Secrets now.
We are last, I think.
Okay.
So we have... 8 questions each, and we'll see who can answer the most. It's about Harry Potter and the common order of the films and books.
You ready? Mm-hmm. When heading for Diagon Alley, Harry mistakenly ends up where?
I can't forget what it's called.
Gives for K.
I don't know.
Look to. Knocking. It's.
Knocks an alley.
Yeah, knocking an alley, something like that. So I can't read. What does Lockhart He's got a first name, that's it. Is it Grim?
Okay, so what does Lockhart?
Lockhart gave to Harry as a gift when he...
All of his books.
Yeah, his entire work, yeah. What is different about both Hermione's parents?
What is different?
Yeah.
For both human?
Yeah, muggles, that's it, muggles, yeah. Not that. At which London train station do the students board for Hogwarts West at platform?
King's Cross.
Oh, you know, finish the question, okay. Confident, is that one? You can try and read the name of Nocturnally. Nocturnally, thank you.
So I got three at the level.
Weasley flies through. While flying for Weasley's car to Hogwarts, Harry and Ron crash into which tree? You should know this because you have to. He's got too many sets, you see. Who says, take a good look, lads. This night might well be the last you spend in the castle to Harry and Ron. This one is...
Caretaker.
What's his name?
Finch.
Yeah, I'll give you that, because he's got his last name. Which student faints in biology class?
Faints?
Yeah. Like, passes out, yeah.
Neville?
Yeah, Neville Longbottom. Who attempts to repair their broken wand with tape?
Ron.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't get that one. Not that one's an easy one.
Who tells the students that his job... It's his job to arm them against the foulest creatures known to...
Lockhart.
Yeah. Who calls Hermione Granger Mudblood?
Malfoy, yeah.
Harry Potter helps which teacher answer fan mail during detention?
Lockhart. I can't say his last name.
A potion from which magical plant is used to revive Mrs. Norris?
Potion?
What plant?
Oh! The scream one. I gave you that one.
No. I actually gave you some of a name.
What's his name? I don't know, what is it called?
It begins with M.
Mandrake!
Yeah, don't shout.
Sorry.
Which of these Hogwarts founders left for school after falling out of with the other three? Which one left?
The Slytherin one. I kind of don't know what his name is.
Salazar,
yeah.
Draco Malfoy's closest friends are known as Crab and what?
Crab and Goyle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was chased by a bludger during a game of Quidditch between Slytherin and Gryffindor.
Harry.
Who blocked the barrier to prevent Harry from reaching platform 9 3/4?
Dobby. It's 5 out of 5.
Well, it's actually 8 out of 8. If you want to say 5 out of 5, and I got 7, so I win.
8 out of 8? Okay, fine. 16 out of them.
So, based on the fact that Highlander, the whole gist of Highlander is...
Right, wait.
There's only one. What we're going to do is...
Only be one being to rule them all.
We've got 8 people. I was going to do 16, we're doing 8. And I'm going to randomly pick 2 out. Well, I can pick 1, you pick 1.
Yeah, I'll pick
and
one.
We've got to decide which one is the best one.
Best character? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. These are not characters we would usually pick, so I haven't gone for the obvious, like Mrs. Doubtfire and Johnny Five or something. I picked more obscure characters.
Okay.
And we will just... it'll be a knockout thing, and we've got to decide which one we think is the best, and then put it to one side.
I'll try and move it a second. Because why is it...
need to mess with the wine.
Why is it always annoying?
So, pick one.
I'm going to get this like really badly ripped one.
Okay.
Ron's flat.
What?
Ron's flat.
Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester, is that you? Yeah, that's all I got.
Right. So Uncle Fester from the Addams Family.
Okay.
Or Mrs. Frisbee from Mrs. Frisbee, my rat's name.
Uncle Fester's from here.
No, I'm going Mrs. Frisbee. She's like a hero.
Oh yeah, true.
She basically...
Put the kooky in there, will you? It's the Adams...
I know, this is the top one, is what I'm saying.
It's Uncle Fester.
He's the best character.
Hey,
I get what you're saying, he is a great character.
You look like him, Dad, so you're...
No. She's the hero of the film.
True.
And is a great character.
But she's not as good...
She overcomes her fears of going to see the rats, going to see the...
But she's better in the book than in the film.
Still a character.
I can base this on any Uncle Fester then.
So who are you going with? Would you go with?
Uncle Fester, sorry.
I think it's Mrs. Frisbee.
Please, okay, look to me. Uncle Fester's funny, he's weird, and he's kooky.
Yeah, and she is a hero.
Fine, you can.
And protects a family.
But yes, okay.
I'll tell you what the other option is.
What?
Because we can't decide. I can't vote for my hands. You pick a hand. Is that the one that's staying or going?
No, wait, that one's staying, that's going.
Uncle Fester goes.
No!
He stays. So if it becomes a draw, that's what we're going to do.
That's why I don't like games. I'm going for the very most not a bad little one.
Willy Wonka. Maverick from Top Gun. Willy Wonka, I'm going with.
Who's Maverick?
The main character from Top Gun.
But he's cool.
He is cool, but Willy Wonka is the chop.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't even know his name.
He's weird, but he's...
You wouldn't let me use that against Uncle Fester.
I didn't say you couldn't use it, I just said that most of the
time. Yeah, he might... Goof is better than him, so... Oh, there. Give me the ripped one without the ripped one.
Willow.
Robin Hood. Robin Hood saves and gives to the poor. What does Willow do? You can't even watch the show anymore. He saves like several from starvation. What are you talking about? You can't even watch his show anymore.
But Willow's like more relatable.
No, he's had more adaptation than Willow.
Okay.
Like name one adaptation he's had. One, because you can't watch one.
Indiana Jones.
That's not a school character.
Yeah, but we don't use
it. Ripley.
From Aliens.
She's cooler. She saves a child. Use that.
This is hard. This is a tough one. Indiana Jones. This is like one of the most iconic film characters of all time.
No, but he. You use.
No, we're not on that now. Okay. We're moving past that round. This is one of the most iconic characters ever.
True, but Ripley beat up an alien. What did he do? Who did he beat up then?
The Nazis.
So he hasn't.
You.
And
Ripley.
You? He should beat up aliens.
He fights aliens.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
She beat the call of a giant forklift mech.
Can I give you Ripley?
Yeah. We should really do this about this more often.
I was thinking we could do this, but over different subjects.
Yeah.
It could be film characters, it could be like...
Sets or...
It could be movies, it could be snacks, it could be from...
Yeah, because this might be better than doing, what is it, a tournament, because this
We'll do different stuff, but it gives us a few different things to do for a section.
I'm left-handed.
Quickly, don't mess them. Yeah.
Oh, Willy Wonka, you lost.
Mrs. Frisbee.
Willy Wonka. I'm sorry, he's kooky.
I'll give it because it's a bigger film.
Kooky and weird.
We've got. Which was
your... Right. Is that so right?
You got Robin Hood, I got Ripley.
Robin Hood, safe from the poor, he feeds the child. What did Ripley do?
Ripley is one of the most iconic film characters. Says an iconic line we can't repeat because it's not for children. She survives when all the soldiers don't, that are trained to kill. She survives.
True. Okay, I'll give you that one because Ripley.
So we're down to Ripley.
I want Willy Wonka. Because
there can be only one.
Okay, Ripley, actually.
Who are we going with?
Ripley can shoot Willy Wonka. Ripley fights
Willy Wonka. Which one is more iconic?
Ripley. I'm sorry, but she's more iconic. Aliens is a bigger franchise than Willy Wonka. There's no sequel to Willy Wonka, is there?
No, but it's a remake and it's a prequel.
Well, that's... She's had, like, several.
She's got three.
So? They've got... She's cooler. She
might be cooler, but I think Willy Wonka's more iconic.
Fine.
I think he's more distinctive.
Yeah.
So, if I can be only one film character from this... Well, with Willy Wonka, let us know if you agree. If you don't, tough it off.
That'll leave.
So...
Don't leave, actually.
Thanks a lot for listening. Check us out on all social media.
Buy a mug.
Harry Met Movies. Buy a mug to shut Harry up, because he's doing me editing about them. I wish we didn't sell them.
I haven't mentioned it for a couple episodes.
You mentioned it every episode, haven't you?
Yeah, every episode. Sometimes.
So, if you want us to cover any subjects in There Can Be Only One, let us know. And thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.